Bezalel, Ben Uri Ben Hur, is the topic of this sicha, and who plays a huge role in the parsha, obviously as the chief architect and designer and builder of the Mishkan for Hashem. And we use the words, Rashi uses the words, based on the pasuk Vayas Bezalel and Bezalel made. He says, L'fishenosan nafshe la melocha, because he gave his soul, he gave his heart over to do the job, Yosef Mishar Chachamim, more than the other wise men, Nikdas al Shmoy, and therefore it's called on his name. And as all the sichas, Rashi sichas, the Rebbe goes and explores various questions about the Rashi, why he has to say so, how he got to this conclusion, etc. And at some stage, the Rebbe comes to the Yena Shel Torah, the wine of Torah, in other words, the Chassidish depth within this Rashi. And that's what I want to just focus on for a few moments. The Rebbe refers to a very famous statement, which he references that from the Akedah, one of the big Sifrei Kabbalah, which says, Ein chacham kebal hanisoyon. There is nobody as wise as a person of experience. That's usually the way the translation is. Nobody is wise as a person of experience. And the Rebbe is referencing that in the context of Bezalel, who's naturally wise, but has a whole different level of wisdom than all the other Chachamim. And the Rebbe says, why? Because the Rebbe chooses to translate the word Nisayon rather than saying experience. It's the person who has a test. Ein chacham kebal anisayon. There is nobody who is as wise as somebody who struggled through something. Obviously, it's the same thing as someone that experiences, but we're talking about experience through struggle. That only when somebody struggles through something, only when somebody has to fight for something, do they achieve true wisdom. And Bezalel was a person who fought, had Mesiris Nefesh, had incredible dedication for the Meleches HaMishkan, for building the Mishkan, and his dedication not only for the architectural drawings, not only for the concept, but as the Rebbe says, for the Melacha, for the actual work itself of the Mishkan, and specifically of the Aron HaKodesh, the Holy Ark, it's that giving himself over, that Nisayon, that test, that challenge that he put himself in, which allowed him to achieve a whole higher level of chachma, a whole higher level of wisdom. Literally, his IQ, or maybe more his depth, went up because of experience. And where did Bezalel inherit this ability? Or where did he find guidance to be so committed, so much so that literally uplifts him to a whole different level? He found it from his grandfather, Chur. That Chur, in last week's Parsha Ki Sisa, Rashi brings the story of when the Jewish people sinned with the golden calf. So Rashi says that at that stage they sinned with all three cardinal sins. First, idolatry. Then it reached adultery. And finally it reached murder. Which murder that took place? It was the murder of Chur. Chur was a person who was loyal to Hashem. And he saw what was going on. And he stood up and screamed at the Jewish people. Because what were the Jewish people about to do? They were about to do the opposite of what the Mishkan is all about. The Mishkan is all about bringing Hashem into this world. V'shachanti v'seicham, that Hashem comes into this world. And when a person, and especially when many people, serve idolatry, it's chasing Hashem out of this world. So Chur had Mesiris Nefesh, literally to the utmost degree, where he gave his life up to fight for the fact that Hashem's presence should be in this world and that we shouldn't kick it out. So his grandchild, Bezalel, sees this in his grandfather, and immediately after, because we're told that the Mishkan was literally built immediately after the story of Chet Egel, he takes guidance and says, now I am part of something that's continuing in a higher level, the legacy of my grandfather who fought for Hashem's presence. Now we're actually building a home for Hashem's presence. So therefore, I won't only do it with commitment, but I will do it with Mesiris Nefesh. I'll give myself totally over to the highest level so that I can accomplish this goal of Vishachanti Baseichem, of bringing Hashem into this world. So through the guidance of his grandfather, Bezalel then goes on this incredible mission. And the Rebbe also explains it in Kabbalistic terms, how he brought down from all levels. He brought down from Chachma, the highest level of Kabbalah, all the way down to Malchus, which is the lowest level. And he brings it through all the emotions and all the characteristics, etc. He's downloading Hashem's presence from the highest level to the lowest level into this world. And the lesson is so potent to each and every one of us, and that is that when a person gives themselves over to a cause greater than them, not only, and obviously the most important is that they're giving themselves over to a cause greater than them, but not only that, but literally they upgrade their own abilities. They become a more intelligent, more talented, more qualified individual than ever before. And we've seen in our own lives, each and every one of us, in the tests and challenges that we have in our life, that it develops such wisdom. It has the opportunity to make us so much greater and to go up to a higher level. And once again, connecting this to the experience that so many of us are going through around the world with the effects of coronavirus, that through this challenge and through any challenge of our life, this is a test of our character. And if we pass this test, if we stand strong through a test, then Ein Chacham Kabbalah Nisayin, there's nobody that's as wise as somebody who passed the test, that it helps us achieve not only a greater level of faith in Hashem, but literally expands our own abilities and talents within this world to be able to make the impact that we are here to do.